You're listening to Jerry Agar.
So the headline here from the CBC is Hamilton police say it is reviewing their drone policy, engaging with the Ontario Privacy Commissioner. A subheadline in the CBC news story is the Canadian Civil Liberties Association joins the call for Hamilton police to halt drone use. Joining me on this, the interim director of Privacy, Technology and Surveillance Programs, the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, Daniel Konnikoff. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for doing this. So to let you know where I'm coming from, I may be convinced otherwise. I'm open to that because I really haven't made my mind up on this. But off the hop, I look at this and say, what privacy rights do I have that are violated by a drone up in the sky?
Yeah, so that's a great question. The thing about drone technology is that it's quite invasive in just the simple way in which it functions. So if you have a drone hovering up ahead, not only might you be a little bit on edge with the sound of that mechanical whirring, but it also might remove your sense of public anonymity. This sort of surveillance can be carried out at a distance for a sustained period of time while still feeling like it's maybe invading your personal space. And finally, if you are in a large-scale demonstration or at a protest, perhaps, it might diminish your sense of that protest's legitimacy and make you feel like your right to free expression is on the line.
Yeah, see, I don't buy any of that. Although I'll tell you, first of all, before I give you my reasoning, and maybe you can convince me I'm wrong, here's where I do see a problem is not so much with police, but with individuals. Well, they'll run the drone up and actually right up against the window in an apartment and peek in and see what's there. Or the guy down the neighborhood wants to put the thing over the fence and watch the lady who's sunbathing. I mean, I see where that's an invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that would also be an invasion of privacy. But I think the thing to think about here is that drones are used for a number of purposes, right? And even in that Hamilton Police Board report that came out in the CBC's reporting last week, they laid out all of these different uses. They talk about it for collision reconstruction. They talk about it for search and rescue missions, right? They talk about it in its use in criminal incidents, or critical incidents, excuse me.
Yeah.
And I think that some of those uses are understandable. Obviously, there are other tools that I believe are more localized and don't take as big of a dragnet approach to things and are more focused specifically on mapping or using mapping software to reconstruct a crash site or something like that. So it's not a sort of wide-scale thing, but there are these instances in which I believe and the CCLA believes that you're taking far more information than you rightfully need and gathering far more information and data about people and invading people's privacy at a larger scale when you could be using more localized tools or not using those tools at all.
All right, I'm talking to Daniel Konnikoff. He is the Interim Director of Privacy, Technology, and Surveillance Program at the Canadian Civil Liberties Association. I don't feel when I'm on the street, whether I'm walking down the street to get from A to B, standing around doing nothing because it's nice out or waiting for an Uber, or if I were out at a protest, which I don't normally do, but if I were out at a protest, I mean, I don't have an expectation of privacy. I'm outside.
Interesting. Yeah. So I think that that's one of those things that we need to reconsider, right? Like just because you're outside and in public doesn't mean that you don't have that right to privacy or even at least a reasonable expectation of privacy. This isn't one of those instances where it's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. So what do I have to hide? This is a very basic human, what we believe to be a basic human right, right? Just to not have.
No, but wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If I'm standing on the street, Daniel, you can't look at me.
Me personally?
Well, that's all the drone is doing. It's doing the same thing you're doing. You can look at me. Anybody can look at me. I'm on the street.
Right. But the difference between myself and a drone is that I'm not filming you, right? So if I
think you can do that too.
And I don't think you'd be happy about it.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it's against the law for me to go out there with my phone and film whatever I see on the street.
Sure, but I do believe that in this broader context, you have that right to privacy. And even if you don't feel that way, I think a lot of other people, such as myself, would not really love it if I'm out on the street and someone walked right up to me and started filming me, nor would I really love it if there was, a little drone hovering above my head.
Okay, but just because you don't love it doesn't mean that you have the right to say that it shouldn't exist. I mean, you're outdoors. I expect privacy inside my house. Daniel, you can come in my house if I say you can. You can come on my lawn if I say you can. But you can stand on the sidewalk outside my house. There's nothing I can do about that.
You know what? I suppose so. But even still, I don't really think that this is the type of justified tool, especially when police might be inclined to use it for purposes that are either just sort of broad ambient surveillance or just to sort of keep a general eye on things without maybe a specific purpose, right? They do have these instances, again, where there are these specific purposes, search and rescue, as we discussed, monitoring a sort of critical incident. But for these sort of unspecified, just keeping an eye on things, it's definitely our belief that having a more localized approach or not having this sort of thing at all
okay,
is more worthwhile.
So if CTV News decides they want to do a story that has to do with Yonge and Dundas Square, they can go out there and set up their camera and they can broadcast what's happening at Yonge and Dundas Square. And if Daniel Konnikoff walks past the camera, well, too bad for you. You're on TV, dude.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, the difference is a law enforcement context, right? Police have a history of using technology without really going through the proper measures of actually getting that technology, vetting that technology, and evaluating that technology. And I think one of the things that we're sort of missing in this conversation here is that the issue at hand is how the Hamilton Police already has drones but wants to expand their use, right? It's really about have they gone through the appropriate measures to get those drones and to evaluate those drones and to make sure that those drones are functioning the way that they should, or if they've even been sort of subject to public consultation and had people like me, like you, weigh in, even if, you know, it was you weighing in who seems to be more in favor of it, they haven't listened to people like you or like me in order to make sure that other voices are taken into account before they're put in the sky.
Would you say that the, and I'm just asking because you and I seem to be in such disagreement here, would you say that the because you made it specifically about the police, is the Canadian Civil Liberties Association anti-police?
I mean, that's a whole other question. I think that sort of sidesteps the issue that we're talking about.
No, but it's a simple question. It's a simple question.
And I don't necessarily feel inclined to answer that at this exact moment, largely because we're talking about a very specific instance of police conduct, right?
But that sounds like a yes to me.
I don't think that that's necessarily a yes. I mean, you can choose to interpret it however you'd like. I think that we are very, at least in my program, very pro-privacy, right? And what we're talking about here is a technology that is very much counter to that.
Okay, let me ask it to you another way. Do you feel that if somebody, let's say the Canadian Civil Liberties Association supports, do they have a right to go and stand in front of a politician's house and put on a protest?
Beg your pardon?
Can people go and stand in front of a politician's home and protest the politician?
I believe it's expressing one's right to free expression, which it seems like you would probably support.
No, I think people should stay away. I think it's legal, but I think people should stay away from people's homes. But that is legal, and you support that, and yet you don't support somebody wanting to film the people doing the protest. That seems inconsistent to me.
I don't think it's inconsistent because I believe one of them is about freedom of expression and the other one is about a right to privacy. And if it's legal, as you've mentioned, then, you know, it's consistent. I don't think that those are as inconsistent as you might be putting on.
My free expression is to let everybody know who's protesting.
Sure.
See, that's the thing. It's so subjective, isn't it? And I just think that when I go out amongst the public, I have to put up with the fact that everybody can see me. They can look across the street and say, that guy should lose a couple of pounds. And that's just the way it is, you know, Daniel? That's just the way it is. And so I just can't get behind the idea that somehow a drone in the sky, whether it's operated by some kid or the police, is invading my privacy.
Right. I mean, there is a difference between, you know, a drone being in the sky and sort of hovering above you versus me being across the street saying that you need to lose a couple pounds. It's about the power. It's about the consistency of the surveillance. It's about its ability to be merged with other technologies that perhaps we're concerned about, like facial recognition. It's a whole host of issues that far eclipse just whether or not someone can look at you in public. It's really about these bigger concerns about privacy and our own privacy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens then with the Hamilton Police, but thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Jerry. Thank you.
Daniel Konnikoff from the Canadian Civil Liberties Association. It's 10:45.